Our top story, an independent human rights group says a large majority of Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem Alawites are living below the poverty line. The Association for Civil Rights in Israel says the number of Palestinians living in poverty has risen up from around 64% in 2006 to 75% in 2015. The group has said that as many as 84% of Palestinian children in the city live in poverty. The problem is blamed on the lack of investment in education, industry, and local businesses. The construction of Israel's separation wall has also aggravated the trend because it has economically dislocated Palestinians living in Al-Quds from other communities in the West Bank. Israel occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds during the Six-Day War in 1967 in a move never recognized by the international community. Press TV's Mohammed Hamayel joins us now from occupied Al-Quds to tell us more about the findings of this independent human rights group. Mohammed.
Well, good morning. This is not news for the Palestinians who've been living in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. They've been facing institutionalized racism in different government organizations, and not to mention Israel's West Bank apartheid wall has been that cut off Jerusalem from the rest of the West Bank, which exaggerated the already difficult economic and social conditions that they're living in. Said around 90,000 Palestinians have to cross through these checkpoints between the West Bank and Jerusalem to get to their jobs, get medical services, universities. The situation of Palestinians in Jerusalem Al-Quds is wrought with despair when it comes to infrastructure, services, even schools, which are lacking classrooms, resources for their students. Only 46 Palestinians attend municipal schools in Jerusalem Al-Quds. And in the case that they do graduate, they unfortunately have difficulty reaching universities. Israeli universities refuse their applications. Palestinian universities are not recognized by Israeli workplaces, making this a difficult time to get jobs, to improve social situation that they're living in. You have infrastructure that is lacking in East Jerusalem, especially where you have lacking sewage piping, you have problems with telecommunications, electricity. Streets have very difficult times keeping maintenance and other problems that they are facing, from infrastructure to crimes that are not being covered by the Israeli police, and there are no access by the Palestinian police to support these communities.
All right, thank you very much. Press TV's Mohammed Hamayel joining us from occupied Al-Quds.